Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in.
Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Psi Phi stand up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR-DB.
Hey, welcome to the real Sean Ross Radio Talk Show and Jam Session with my main man, DJ Sir J Boogie.
What up? Hey, y'all know the song comes up, man. Y'all better get busy.
Busy today, y'all. It's going down, America. I'm going to give y'all a couple of seconds to chime in. But, hey, J Boogie, how you doing today, bro? What's going on in Houston, man?
Man, I'm grateful, man. We're out here kicking it, man. It's TSU, Texas Southern University's homecoming, and it's also our alma mater, Central State University's homecoming. Homecoming season in full effect.
Okay. We ain't mad at you. Well, this season ain't going to see me because they got me stuck in the ATL with my team, CSU Live. We're going to kick it all the way until it's time for y'all to drive up north to Ohio. But I am in the ATL for the A3C convention. It's going to be down. I'm trying to tell you, oh, it's going to be classic static. It's definitely in the building. And we're going to be doing our Thug Thizzle. If you want to register your music, publishing, copywriting, yeah, classic static. We're going to be definitely in the building turning up for the AC3. But, hey, Jay Boogie, we ain't going to waste no time. We got some phenomenal ladies in the building. We ain't had since we came back from hiatus, we only had hard legs. But now we're going to drive some queens, our princesses, our mothers of civilization. They are definitely in the building tonight. And with no further ado, DJ Sir J Boogie, I'm about to get right into it, America. I ain't scared of no ghosts. My man Bernie Mac can say I ain't scared of no ghosts. Come on, man. We're going to have some fun tonight.
Yeah.
All the way from representing Silicon Valley is a beast. She got a lot of stuff going on. Her name is Miss Tiffany. She is in the building, author and multimedia CEO. Welcome to the real Sean Ross Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Welcome to the show.
What up?
Hi, you guys. All right. How are y'all?
All right, welcome to the show. Well, we ain't finished yet. Hold on, Tiffany. So if we doing this, we got y'all double trouble, and y'all don't even know it. And other than my other soul sister from the ATL, representing ATL to her best of ability, she is a guru in her own facet. She's a health nutritious guru. She's a professional fitness expert and author. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know me from now. We know you done seen them all across America rolling with the No Limit Soldiers. Y'all give it for my soul, Sister Shalon in the building.
What up? Hey, guys. I'm good. You know, it's all good. It's all good in Atlanta.
All right. So, you know, we're going to hop right into it. Because we got a lot of stuff to cover. We're going to have people call in, a whole nine. You know, we're going to welcome we call our session to tap in, allow people that are just listening to the show to tap on in. So let me ask you, ladies, first, let's go with you, Tiffany. So let's go on the author aspect, then. I want to get into, you know, the whole gamut of y'all being authors and your book and all that. And we're just going to get into it. So, Tiffany, Let me ask you this question, then, Shalon, I'll ask you to follow up behind. Now, Tiffany, what made you decide to become an author? And tell America about the book that you wrote and, you know, what you hope for it to do.
Oh, so what made me become an author is I like to write. Everything I do, I write. Everything. Even in school, I wrote. So I was like, you know what? I'm about to put together this book. And I always hear my friends go through things. So I just kind of put everything I learned and heard and put it into a book. So my first book is called No Love, No Pain. And basically that's about a lady named Diamond. She's a boss on the street. And she has to go through, you know, what women go through, the loyalty, the dishonest, the distrust, all that. So I just put everything together and made a book out of it. My second book is called She's Not Mine, and that's basically about a husband and a wife have to go through the struggles of being married, and you got to go through some struggles. My next book that I'm currently working on right now is called Biker Chicks. Yes, I'm in a bike club, so I had to write a book about bikes.
Right.
So that's coming
out. You're
listening
to E-Water Radio, KEW.
Go ahead now. Keep on preaching. Sometimes this thing got a mind of his own. I told he always wants. No, he always does that to him. Engineer, we going engineer. I'm gonna kick you in your ankle, engineer. All right. That part was wild. That's phenomenal. So tell us about the third book now. That you're an artist or architect?
Biker.
Yeah. So I actually retired, but. I was the president of a bike club, which I'm still associated with the bike scene. So I had to do a book. Like, I love the movie Biker Boys. So I was like, you know what? I'm about to do a biker chick book. So I'm actually working on that now. I have a couple of more chapters I need to finish, but that's the book that I'm really going to push hard because I know everything about bikes. So
now,
that's what I'm currently working on.
Are you going to adapt it to a movie? Are you going to adapt that to a
yes,
movie?
Yes, I am.
Can I be
I
in it?
Am.
I want to be in it. Can I be in it?
Sure.
There it is.
We got to be in it. Like me. That's going to be
phenomenal. Yeah, I want y'all in
okay. We're doing this by joy.
Okay,
by
well, don't forget about me, Tiffany. I got to get in there, too, now.
All right, come on, Shalon. We're
all
going to
work together.
What made you become an author and a writer? And tell us about your book.
Well, I'll just piggyback off of what Tiffany said. I'm a writer as well. I've been writing since I was a very young child, and I love writing. I write down everything as well. I carry notebooks everywhere I go. Mm-hmm. And for me, what inspired me to write my book was I recently lost 60 pounds, and I had a lot of people asking me, how did I do it? So I wanted to just put all the information in a book. I wanted to let people know. I wanted to inspire, you know, women like myself to start their own weight loss journey, you know, just lose weight. So that's what inspired me to write the book. And what I'm hoping to at least change at least 1 out of 10 women's life that read the book. I want to change everyone's life that reads the book that, you know, can adapt to my journey and be inspired to lose weight, you know, to get healthy. Because right now, you know, we are the largest country with obesity right now. So I think it was a good thing for me to lose my weight and to be on my weight loss journey. I'm inspired every day by other women. I have a whole group of women that I work out with that I'm inspired by every day. And I think women need to read it and especially men. I mean, because a lot of our black men are dying now because, you know, health reasons. We got to do better with taking care of ourselves.
Right. Can you give us any secrets?
Amen.
I'm president of the Fat Boy Association, and DJ Sir J Boogie is my vice president, and we want to lose some damn weight this year. So can you give us some tricks to the trade? Because, you know, we want to keep the show going. And I can book show for 2020. We want to be around. So, like, can you give us some secrets? What's your boy?
I heard you say you was in Atlanta, so. So, first of all, we need to get you over to my gym tomorrow.
Can we do that?
I'm gonna do it for both of us, DJ Sergey Boogie.
Okay.
But one of the things that I really like with my weight loss journey, one of the things that really has helped me was that I don't eat any food after 8 o'clock. From 8 till 12 on the next day afternoon, it's like an intermediate fasting phase that I do every single day. That's one of the things that really, really helped me out. And I try to stay away from carbs. And spinach is like been my best friend.
Spinach?
No.
I can't hear the last word.
Spinach. Popeye's spinach.
Not Popeye's chicken. It gives you the energy to train, and it helps you, you know, get that waistline small. That's what women
want. What about water? You drink any water?
Definitely the water intake. Well, your water intake should be half of your weight size. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you should be drinking at least 100 ounces of water a day.
Yep.
And that's
what
the water
intake. Okay.
Go ahead, Jay Boogie.
I'm gonna have to get my calculator out. I can't do it on my own.
And Tiffany, I see you got it going on too. You still, I don't know what you're doing, but you know, what's your secrets, Miss Tiffany? Huh? How you keep it together? Yeah, you want to be?
I don't do nothing.
We seen you. We got some video.
No,
we got some camera.
I need to go to the gym, and I don't even go. I don't eat healthy and none of that.
All right. So let me put it to the next question. To authors now. Both of y'all are CEOs in your own right. So now that I asked Tiffany, now I'm about to go to Shalon. Then Shalon, then Tiffany, you get ready to answer. And then I'm going to take y'all back down a little lane that me and Jay Boogie got for every guest, and y'all got to answer. Okay. So Sean, I want to ask you this question. Now that, can you tell America and all the listening audience what you do from a CEO perspective as far as your production and film and television? People don't know about that, but I'm going to let people know that you are definitely in the building and you are a No Limit soldier. So therefore, go ahead, Sean, tell us about it.
Yes, Sean, I am in the building. I am a No Limit soldier. I do work behind the scenes. I am a behind the scenes person. I love what I do. As in terms of what I do producing and a little directing. I just started directing my first project, and I have another project that I picked up as well. But what I do behind the scenes is I kind of like put everything together and make it all happen. What makes me feel good is when I, you know, when I'm able to, you know, take from a casting and put it all together and make a film or a television show, and it all comes together. That's like it's like the best thing about the whole project and what I do, like making it all come together, make it happen. I love the stress. I love, you know, running on set. I love all those things that a lot of people don't like to do. That's just like my life. I love to do it. But I love what I do, and that's pretty much what it is.
Okay, but now can you name one of the programs that you have, or self-titles, everything is pretty much on the hush-hush right now? No, you can talk about one of the programs that you presently or in the past recently casted and produced as well.
Well, as far as television, I produced the Look All Stars, which is a beauty television show. It's a competition series. We aired on the CW channel. We're in our fifth season this year. We have a lot of big influencers on that on this season coming up, like Paris Hilton. So many people. Paris Hilton is one of them. Marlena Steele, she's the owner of Makeup Geek. I know if Tiffany loved makeup and she wear makeup and fine as she is, she knows about that Makeup Geek makeup line. And
a few other stars and influencers are on the show, but it's a competition series, and what the contestants have to do is they have to compile a final look. They have to create a look, and it's judged by celebrity judges, which I can't really speak on who they are right now, but it's judged. And this season airs in March of next year. So it's some really, really special guests. Yeah, really, some really special guests on the show this year.
Oh, yeah, me and Jay Boogie are going to show up. We're going to be one of the guests, too. So you tell production, you tell everybody over there, yeah, Real Sean Ross Radio, live radio talk show and jam session will be coming to that network, and I think we're going to have our just do. And Miss Tiffany.
No doubt.
Now, we know you're a CEO, and she's right about the makeup. Tell America what you got going on, girl. Tell her, talk to us outside of the author book business. What's going on with Tiffany Huff?
So, actually, right now, I will start casting for my second book. So let me go back. No Love, No Pain was being filmed, and I had to stop production due to management. So I kind of put that on hold, and now I'm starting on my second book, which I start casting called November 16th. So I will be doing that. And then I have a perfume line that I will be coming out with as well. I want to launch everything before December. So that perfume line is called T Elegance, which I'm so excited about that. I can't wait. So that's
right.
Really all I'm doing is writing books, the movies, and my perfume line.
Okay, so with the perfume line, how did you come up with T Elegant? What constitutes that, and what smells are affiliated with that?
So I just love the word elegant. I love that word, and my name is Tiffany, so I just put T Elegant. So I collect perfume. Like, anybody asks me for what they want to buy me, I'll be like, perfume, candles. I love smell good, so I love it. I wear it every day. I love it. So I was like, I want to come out with my own. So I just started doing my homework on it, and I found a distributor that helped me with everything, and that's what I'm doing.
Nice. Okay.
I need me a line of cologne, so I need to get with you.
What would you call it, Jay Boogie?
What would I call it?
Yeah.
Call it Spray Boogie.
Spray Boogie.
That's a good name.
I'm Jay Boogie, so I got Spray Boogie. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, Spray on the Boogie.
That's a good name. Hey, tell me when you got that. All right,
ring the bell, Jay Boogie, ring the bell. Hey, ladies, we're gonna play this song. When we come back, we got to get your input. I want your input from the rooter to the tutor. Let us know. Going back, playback one time for these ladies. Here we go.
Sunshine.
somebody was in the room, Jay Boy, you wasn't with them. I done told you I'm kicking your ankle.
All right.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Hey, so, ladies, what does that song resonate to you? Starting with you, Tiffany.
What is it? Back Down Memory Lane? I'm kind of still young, y'all.
Well, you, that's
you know, that
not,
ain't
you
my,
listen
my
to
era.
It, that to mean, you
know. Huh?
What does it mean to you, ladies? Talk to me. What does this song, when you hear that song, what do you think about?
Don't get me started.
Start thinking about an old boo or something, you know?
Yeah, man.
Hey, all right.
I don't want to go there.
Are y'all booed up now?
I'm not booed up. I'm single.
What?
Yes.
Hey.
I'm single as well.
So both of y'all are single. Is it true to say that Tiffany and Slime are both single? Is that
for
what
real?
I'm hearing?
Yeah,
that
I'm
is
single.
A true statement.
Yep.
Oh, watch out. Yo, Joe, you want to chime in?
Real
you want to meet these two beautiful ladies? Y'all better tap in. We ain't tripping now. They are definitely in the building. They are definitely in the building. They single. They got books out. They are
and they bosses. They boss ladies.
If you want a woman with substance, y'all better call in, tap in. But you know, me and Jay Booker gotta be in charge of y'all application process to make sure we find a gentleman that's gonna do the right thing.
Yes, indeed.
Do that.
That part, you know, most definitely. But now this is the part where Jay Boogie has a couple of questions to ask. Go ahead, Jay Boogie, you got the floor. Put him in the hot seat. This is the hot seat with DJ Sir Jay Boogie.
Okay. Well, first one would go. I'm gonna ask Tiffany something. You from Northern Cali, the Bay Area, or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Hello? Okay. So.
Yeah.
Like, when you're dating, what do you look for in a man? Like, you know, is it a certain type of guy you go for, or what do you look for in a guy?
So what I look for is personality, because I know my personality, I'm always laughing, always happy. So I like someone that, I'm a social person also, so you have to be sociable. Like, you need to talk, because we're not going to work.
So
personality is number one.
When is your birthday?
Say that again.
When is
January 21st.
And you are
January
21st. What's your sign?
Aquarius.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yep. Personality is number one. And I lost my train of thought. Personality
sense of humor.
And yeah, sense of humor off top, because I'm always laughing. It's funny that you asked me that, because I just went on a date today.
How'd it go?
Uh-oh, what's up now?
How'd it go?
Huh?
How'd it go? It was right.
You know what? I'm trying to get away from motorcycle dudes. That's what I keep attracting. So I think I'm going to go regular. I need to go regular.
Y'all was bike riding? What did y'all do?
No, I mean, we just went out to eat. But what I'm saying is I keep attracting people that's in the motorcycle club, and I need to go regular to somebody regular.
You need a frat guy. You need a fraternity guy. That's what you need, a fraternity guy.
Probably a Q or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It might be Omega Man down in the neck of the woods.
Let me ask Shlon real quick. Shlon, are you there?
What do you look for in
a fella? Is it, obviously, he got to be a gym rat, or I'm just saying, what do you look for in a man?
Yeah, he definitely has to be health cautious because, you know, I got to watch my weight. But overall, I just look for somebody that's a hustler. I mean, because that's what I am all day and all
okay.
night. So we have to be compatible. And he's got to be smart. He's got to be smart. Whether he's street smart or book smart, he just got to be smart. He got to be
what
smart somewhere.
What if he's both?
What
if he's both, like street and book?
Okay. That's even better.
Okay.
That's even better. Maybe just a driven hustler. Like we can kind of work with each other if we can balance each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I agree with that because they got to understand your hustle. Like, she's probably a hustler just like I am, and if you with someone that don't understand it, they're going to be mad and all type of other
stuff.
Yeah,
they start hating. They get jealous. They insecure, you know, all that type of stuff, you know, all that type of stuff. Somebody that's not like that.
Right. But you ladies,
and he's gotta have his own car, his own house. You know, they say when you want something, you gotta tell God and you gotta be specific. So let me just be specific right now. Have your own house and your own car and your own money.
So no Uber.
Yeah.
And we catch Uber.
No Uber.
Yeah, you can get an Uber as long as you can pay for it. I'm fine with that too.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about,
doggone it. All
right. All right.
That's right.
Shana?
All right.
Yeah, go ahead, man. I found out what I need to know.
Oh, you found out what you need to know? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome back. Yeah. Welcome back to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session with DJ Sir J Boogie. I have the beautiful Tiffany Huff and Miss Shalom, the fitness enthusiast, in the building. And y'all, hey. Y'all already know we got to pay a bill because they are on our heads. How many listeners we have right now, Jake? How many in the building?
We're like 163,000.
We got to get this up during this commercial break. Y'all better come on and get on this line, jump on the line. We got to pay this bill, y'all. Hold on 1 second, y'all.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and 2 tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday fun night, and Saturday brunch with 2 wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena, 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! Joyfulexpressions.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the building with Tiffany Huff and the Fitness Enthusiast Salon in the building. And ladies, I have to ask one important question. If you had to look back and containing your parents, what is the most thing that you took, lesson learned that you have took from your mother and father, or both of them together? Let's start with you, Salon. Shalom? Did you hear me? Okay, Tiffany.
Okay.
Let's go with you, Tiffany. Oh, Shalom, you heard
so
me?
What
or
I
you don't, what, who do I have? Who
I
do
can
I have?
Hear.
Okay, go ahead.
Well,
did y'all hear
can you
question?
Repeat that question?
Okay, the question is, what can you tell us the greatest lesson you have learned from your parents growing up? And what do you take from that, and how have you put it into your business today?
I think one of the biggest lessons that I've learned is work ethic. My mom and dad was hard workers. My mom still is. She doesn't want to retire. So I think one of the things that I can say I took away was seeing her work and seeing her, you know, struggle and hustle. And both of them, actually, my dad, he's been an entrepreneur all my life that I can remember. So I think that's what I took away, the work ethic.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Okay. I agree with the same thing. Both of my parents really worked hard, and I watched them grow. And what they did, what they didn't do, is they didn't give up at nothing they did. I don't care what you go through, struggling, whatever, they still continue to get to the goals that they were trying to get to. And that's what I've done with it. Even though I went through what I went through, the struggles, I'm still pushing. And I'm not going to give up. And I teach my kids the same thing. Don't give up. Keep going. But a lot of people do give up, and they shouldn't.
All right, Lacey. Good answer. And by the way, I have one of our co-hosts in the building, Miss Tiffany Menard, all the way from Mansfield. She is live and direct. DJ Sherry J. Boogie, y'all welcome our co-host back to the show. Tiffany Menard. Welcome back, Tiffany Menard. What's going on?
Hey, how are you
guys doing? What's going on? Miss you.
Good.
I see you being in Atlanta. Now, can you tell America, what are you doing in Atlanta?
I am in Atlanta for a music conference called the A3C Conference to help independent artists who need to copyright their music and collect publishing royalties. So that is why I'm in Atlanta.
Wow. Now, that's big. Y'all hear that? If you're an independent artist, how can they get in contact with you?
They can go to the website is www.classstatic.com.
Classstatic.com. For those who wrote the
yes.
Can you spell that out, please?
CLASSSTATIC. Two words, Class Static.
Well, welcome. Glad you're on the show. Now, I know if you've been listening, we have Tiffany Huff and the Fitness Enthusiast Salon. They are definitely in the building. And, you know, since we have all you ladies in the building, DJ Boogie, he told me, he said, man, look, Matt, we got to do something special for the ladies. We got to do something special. This is all ladies, and he just wanted to let them know. And all the ladies that are across America, they may be just thinking that nobody loves you, nobody cares, you know, nobody cares and nobody's thinking about you. You know, we want you to know that us, all say this on the behalf of the men who make us up, Guru, the Mason, all my brothers, but personally, from DJ Sir J Boogie, he wanted me to let y'all know this song. He told me to get it. And to Elaine and everybody that may think that they're having a hard time right now, that, you know, somebody loves you. And we just want y'all to know this. And we dedicate this song to all you ladies. Listen and tell me what y'all think about. From a man's perspective. Yeah,
from a man's perspective. Hey. Never seem to come out right.
How did y'all feel when y'all hear that song? Huh? Now, that ain't, now that, that's a classic, Static. And we want y'all to make sure that you're an independent artist. I love Patty. I mean, come on, talk to me, Tiffany. Tiffany,
Patty,
come on, Shalon. Talk to me now.
Over here.
Y'all been feeling, that's what I'm talking about. We want to open up good things. We want to empower you women. We want people to be going to these women empowerment conferences, which goes to my next question. If you had to give words of encouragement to your sister or your brother, what would it be? Mm-hmm. Starting with you, Tiffany.
Word up.
If I had to give some encouragement, follow your dreams. Follow your dreams and don't never give up. Like, it's hard out here for us, but just don't never give up and always stay positive or stay around positive people at least.
Okay,
I
dig it. Okay.
I like that.
Shalon.
That's my homie now. There it is.
Just your homie. All right, fitness enthusiast, Shalon, are you in the building? Can we hear your voice? Shalon, did I lose her? Did we lose her? I know she said
that
she had to
milk.
Do something.
That
That's right, that patty
milk
and got it. That patty milk and melted.
All
right, Miss Tiffany Menard, come on, talk to me, Tiffany.
I would say the same, pretty much just stay true to your dreams, but I will also add, you know, don't listen to the negative people. I would say, yeah, like she said too, surround yourself around positive people, but as long as you stay true to yourself, that's all that matters, and always just pray and believe in God and have faith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, have faith, okay.
I agree.
I dig that. I agree. As the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. So, of course, us on the Real Shawn Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, we want to empower everybody to be who they want to be. That is good and positive, to make themselves self-empowered, to be the best person they can be in their goals, their objectives, their dreams, to be a committed ambassador for your community, to love and to care, to continue to love unconditionally, to let people that don't think they have an honest God chance to reach back and say, hey, yes, you can make it. Millions didn't make it, but I was one of the ones who did. And if you continue to stay true to the game will continue to be true to you. And remember, sometimes when you don't work the system will work you. I went on two different facets because I want you to know that if you believe in yourself, we want you to continue to believe in the dream. Some people say Martin Luther King had a dream, and I put that in a post with Bruce Carter today, holding up a T-shirt on Reverend Shuttlesworth Drive, and I told him, yes, that was a powerful and impactful picture because the dream is not completed. I believe the dream has been compromised due to the millennial teachings that people have not been. Come on now. Oh, yeah, it's my grandfather. It's my grandfather. Yeah. I have three granddads, Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth, Lieutenant Willie L. Tice, Lieutenant Ronald Ross, Paul Ross. Yes, indeed. So I just want to say people stay committed, stay true to the game, and the game will be continued to be true to you. And what's that game? It's the game of life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. We're going to stay true to it. And before we post the next question, we have to do this, y'all. We want to stay true, or we won't be on the station. They ain't playing no more.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, KEWRDB, or its affiliates.
Okay, so we want to be a brief recap. I don't know. I see her still on here. Is Shalon on the phone? Do we still have Shalon? I just want to ask. Do we still have Shalon? She's available. Is she still here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, because I thought she skipped out on the question. Now we can hear you. Yes, was that Tiffany or you who gave words of encouragement for its power? If you had to give somebody a group of young men that was Tiffany, or was that you, Shalon? Y'all sound so much alike. Oh, that's okay. Now what's Shalon say? Give us some words of encouragement, Shalon. Give the people out there some words of encouragement. If you had to brighten somebody's life, what would be those words you would have to transcend to them from your experiences in life?
Well, based on my experiences in life, if I had to brighten somebody's life, I would just tell you to hold on. Like, don't give up. Keep pushing. Your day is coming. It may not be tonight, may not be tomorrow, may not be next week. But you have to just keep pushing, keep going, because your day is coming.
Amen.
Watch out. Amen. Church, we're having a real good time. Okay, y'all. And we only got that much time left. And I promise I got to do this song for our frat brothers. They going to have my head if I don't do it this week. We always been getting cut short. So, ladies. Oh, I'm gonna give y'all a chance to do y'all tagline now because we about to get this party started. You know, it's almost in. I'm headed to the ATL. Matter of fact, I'm in the ATL. We about to really get powered. And you know, we got early nights. We got to work. So, starting with you, Tiffany Huff. Tell America how can they get in contact with you and give us your tagline. All of your social media is your tagline. Go ahead.
My Facebook is Lynette Huff. My Instagram is Lynette Huff, and my website is www.tiffanyhuff.com, and you can order books on there, and the perfume, that's still being built, so that is my Facebook and Instagram to get in contact with me.
Okay. All right, yeah, and I know we got over 100,000 people. You don't want them all calling you, so I ain't gonna I ain't going to have you pitch your number on that. Unless you want to, you can. I'll give people the right. But I'm not responsible. I tell them to go to the website. Now, you want to give them an email just in case you got an email address you want to tell them to email you?
I do. ArthurTHuff@iCloud.com. So ArthurTHuff@iCloud.com.
Okay. All right. Miss Shalonda, how can we get in touch with you? Can you give us your tag, please?
Mine is Shalonda M on everything. All social media platforms, Shalonda M, ShalondaM. And that's Instagram, Facebook, any social media you can find Shalonda M. And that's me.
All right. Yeah, okay. And Miss, do you care? Our co-host, Miss Tiffany Menard from Mansfield, you want to give people your tag, how they can get in contact with you?
It is Tiffany Menard on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. DJ Sir J Boogie, how can they find out? What's your tag, y'all?
I'm DJ Sir J Boogie. Y'all can catch me or follow me at DJ Sir J Boogie. That's at DJ SIRJAYBOOGIE. And that's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm on that other thing that I hardly use, which is whatever. But anyway, y'all, yeah, just look me up. And if you're in the Houston area, y'all can catch me at Cafe 4212 over Alameda in the 3rd District of Houston, Texas.
Yeah, I was in Houston, and we had a ball, dog. We had a ball. And Jay Boogie did it. And steady the body, step the body in the building. But I want to give a special shout-out this week to Jolisa Jackson in the building, Jason Patton, my fans. Q-Dog, happy birthday to you. Ryan Good, happy birthday to you. And who I remember is, who other birthday was it? Some other birthday people. Oh, my goodness. Oh, they're going to kill me. All my birthday shouts, it was on top of my head. Kevin
April,
Hill.
April Elmore.
Happy birthday.
Today is my
fans'
birthday, Delquan Dorsey.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, Trey, what's up, Delquan? To my fans, Snapper Q, happy birthday. Ladies, it's been a pleasure having y'all on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. And Jam Session, y'all ladies, rock. I'm going to have y'all back. Next time I have y'all back, I got some special announcements coming up. But I got to get Big Brother Ed to let us know when we can release it. Lisa Stork, where you at? What's up, Lisa Stork? We going to get you. That's the lady who put this all together, put your show together. We'll give them some shout-outs. Lisa, what's up, Lisa? And we going Mama Glow, Mama Linda. Love y'all. But, if y'all still on, we're rude. We love y'all. But, you know, this is for all the Qs. It's your birthday, my son's birthday. Jay Boogie Sands, Delquan birthday this week. Who else from April? All the birthday people, we love you. But we got to do this for you know what.
This is a story of famous dogs. From the dog that takes this tale, we'll be busy. Be the clapping dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, kick dog. Dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, counting dogs, funky dogs. Nasty dog.
Yeah. Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Look what the dog in me. Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Look what the dog in me.
What's up, Sean? Everybody out there in listening land, if you can hear me, I just
I'm
want
talking,
y'all to remember.
I've been talking. Yeah. I'm talking about, you know, the thing was on mute. I don't know. What that engineer doing, man? I'm going to have to talk to everyone about this engineer. He always doing this to me, man. I don't know why he keeps doing it to me.
Real quick. Can I leave,
go ahead,
leave the people with something? Now, I just want to tell everybody
go ahead,
that nobody can be you but you. So finding your truth is the best feeling in the world. And that leads you to realistically finding your purpose for being. And that purpose is connected to your passion. So when you're pursuing your passion, you're doing what God intended. So until we meet next week, go out and be great. I love you. Peace.
All right. I hear that, Jay Boogie. All right. Hey, you said it all. You said it all right there. And before we go, let's pay one more bill because I don't want Miss, you know, the boss man to be ready to send us to Afghanistan. Big Ed, here we go, Big Ed, for you, man. Come on, man. Don't fall.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa. Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks. Friday fun night and Saturday a brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena, 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! Joyfulexpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
All right.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Shout out. shout out to Craig.
Do you want to get any more shout outs? All right.
Chairman Wilson.
All right.
Shout out to the minority.
We got the comedy show. What's in Houston? They're going to fly me down. I'll be hosting a couple of shows in Houston. Well, I only got 60 seconds before they go. So, Jay Boogie, since I like the theme so much that you put together, we got a Tiffany. Any shout out? Any words you want to say real quick? We have anything you want to drop? Want to say shout out to? Who you want to say shout out to? Angel? Menards.
I would give a shout out to all the Menards. You're right. You knew what I was going to say. Give a shout out to all the Menards.
All right, we out of here, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Real Live Sean Ross Radio Talk Show and Jam Session with DJ Sir J Boogie and Miss Tiffany Menard. We out of here, y'all. We're going to do it like this one time on the way out. So y'all hear 1 minute.
Yeah. You are now tuned in to the Real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go.
Sean Ross to no limit. And you tuned in.
Hey, Mean Team, we out of here, man. This session is over. We see y'all next week.
Man.
Uh-huh. Where we have Warren Holden will be in the building for Rock for Kindness.
Jeez.
Yes. We're going
Please.
In.
Jeez.